Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Game Changer Lacrosse Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Uvoli. The Game Changer Lacrosse Podcast is about talking to people who have dedicated their life to the game of lacrosse and learning about who they are, how they got to where they are today, and what they do to improve themselves and their teams. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GC Sports, and if you're a coach or a parent, check out Game Changer Team Manager in the App Store. You can ditch the emails and spreadsheets. The free Game Changer Team Manager app streamlines communication, scheduling, and live scoring into one easy-to-use app. Game Changer Team Manager is 100% free for your entire team. Learn more at gc.com/teammanager or search for Game Changer Team Manager in the App Store. Today we have a special episode of the Game Changer Lacrosse Podcast. The MLL All-Star Game is coming up on Thursday, June 28th at the historic Harvard Stadium in Boston. This year, MLL All-Stars take on Team USA in their final test before the 2018 World Lacrosse Championship in Israel. If you're a lacrosse fan, you gotta watch this game. It's the top talent in the world on the field all at once. If you're in the area and you're a lacrosse fan, there's no excuse. You have to attend. If you can't make the game, you can watch it on LacSportsNetwork.com. Before this year's game, I got a chance to talk to the new commissioner of Major League Lacrosse, Sandy Brown. Commissioner Brown is a graduate of Washington and Lee, where he played lacrosse for the Generals. This is Sandy's first year as commissioner of the MLL. He has over 20 years of experience launching and growing multiple sports media outlets. Take a second to look up his bio online. It's hard to imagine the league being in better hands. During the interview, we got a chance to talk about the growth of the sport and the MLL, his vision for the future of the league, and what to expect and look for in this year's All-Star Game. Here's my interview with Sandy Brown. Commissioner Brown, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk. So let's get started as I always do. How'd you get started playing lacrosse?
Well, when you grow up in Baltimore, it's almost like another appendage or a lacrosse stick, I could probably say. I got started playing at school and I guess I probably picked up a stick when I was, eight or so. Mm-hmm. And started playing organized lacrosse shortly thereafter.
Right. Did it run in the family? Do you have any other family members that played?
Yeah, my father played for both Cornell and Hopkins.
Gotcha.
So he played, yeah.
Right. Did you play any other sports when you were growing up, or was it just lacrosse?
No, I played everything. I mean, I was a three-sport athlete in school all the way from, as early as I can remember. So I played football and I wrestled, played lacrosse, and played a lot of tennis.
Right. Gotcha. So most of this conversation, it's going to be shorter than usual interviews, but I do want to know what made you decide on Washington and Lee?
Jack Emmer.
Yeah.
He was my coach and he's the reason I went.
Right.
Sadly I only had him for 2 years, but it was two very impactful years in terms of me playing lacrosse.
Gotcha. As I was doing research for the interview, I saw the press release of when you were announced as the commissioner of MLL. And there's a quote that from you that I really liked. I want to read it and ask you to expand on it a little more. So, you said the opportunity to combine one's vocation with something for which they are utterly passionate about rarely occurs. Can you talk a little bit more about that? So what does being the commissioner of the MLL mean to you as a former lacrosse player?
Well, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's, you know, you want to, we spend most of our days above ground here, working. And, I've had the good fortune of being in the sports business for most of my career. Mm-hmm. And it was an opportunity for me to combine, the things that I've learned over the years, in doing something that I have a great interest in. And I've always, even back to when I got out of college and went to work for ProServe, I mean, I always, have had an interest in trying to forward the game's interests. Mm-hmm. When I was at ESPN in Asia, I programmed the Final Four every year. Mm. And of course, people out there wondered what I was doing, but, you know, I did it because I wanted to do it. And the fact is that I thought it was good for the game to be able to get some more exposure. So,
right.
You know, look, I'm very sanguine about the opportunities, with the league and the game, and, especially now. I think it's a very good time to be here.
Right. Right. So tell us about your first year so far as the MLL commissioner. How have you sort of been approaching that opportunity?
Well, I look at first and foremost at doing a lot of listening. I mean, I've spent a lot of time talking to the players, talking to the owners, talking to, our coaches and GMs and our stakeholders, and, you know, trying to understand sort of where their priorities are and what are the things that are important to them. Mm-hmm. And look, I think we're basically an 18-year-old startup, and,
right.
And so there's a lot of blocking and tackling that has to get done, and really trying to incorporate some best practices. But as I said earlier, I think this thing has got an incredible runway.
Right.
I think we are at a pivotal point, at this, we're in terms of the, where the league is today and where the opportunity is. And, I'm really looking forward to trying to get this thing where it needs to be.
Right. Right. Can you talk about what you've been hearing, from those players and from those coaches as you reach out to them and ask their point of view?
Well, look, I think that one of the things that I will say about our players, our coach, everybody that's associated with this, with our league, is that they're passionate about seeing
right.
this league succeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is that just comes through day in and day out. So any comments that are made to me, I think it's out of their interest and their love for the game and wanting to see this league really succeed.
Right.
And it's incumbent upon me to be able to bring in best practices, bring in the right people, to get us where we need to be. People that are, have experience in the sports business. Look, a number of our team presidents come from the NBA and Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily lacrosse aficionados, but they understand what it takes to run a team.
Right.
And I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. It's a process but it's really important that you're always listening and you're always learning, and you hopefully take that input and try to put it in the right place.
Right.
Or places.
Right. Right. Yeah, that passion is obviously one thing that I've always believed separates the MLL from any other professional sport. I mean, a lot of the people in the league, they're obviously not making salaries yet that are full-time salaries. So you have a lot of players that work 5 days a week. Some of them get on a plane, fly, halfway across the country to play on Saturday, to come back home on a Monday. And that is purely out of just love for the game. That's one of the things that I love about the MLL and that I think sets the sport apart from, from other professional sports that are out there. So,
well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that, obviously it's a big priority of mine is to improve the compensation scale for our players,
mm-hmm.
which means that we need more product. out in the marketplace.
Right.
More opportunities for them. They want to play. That's one thing that's very clear.
Right.
They want to play. And and obviously, I want them to play. I think, you know, we're relevant 4 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be relevant 12 months out of the year.
Right.
And that means that we have to do a much better job marketing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we need more opportunities for fans to engage with our players and our teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you know, I've committed to the owners to put a 3-year plan together that allows for all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's Rome wasn't built in a day. And as I always say, and neither will this be, but I think I am energized by the plans that we have on the drawing board, and we're trying to piece all that together now. But as I said, I'm excited about what lies ahead.
Right. The seeds are definitely there. I got no doubt that this is gonna grow into something big. So with that, can you talk a little bit more about where you see the biggest opportunities for the game and the league to grow?
Well, look, I was quoted on this a couple weeks ago, but one thing it's really, I think, look, the college game controls our game right now, and we need to flip-flop that.
Right.
And so if you take our demo, we're actually doing a big research project with Nielsen right now to really identify our fan and all the demographics associated with the fan. But if you sort of spitballing and say that our fan is sort of from 8 or 9 to 25, I want to get these kids at 8 and 9, and I want them to be thinking about, you know, Trevor Baptiste as the Boston Cannon, not Trevor Baptiste as the Denver Pioneer.
Right.
And that's where we need to, start cultivating our fans and at the youth level. And the youth sports are a $9+ billion business in this country. We as a league need to have a much greater, you know, need to have a seat at that table.
Mm-hmm.
And we really haven't. It's been very disparate.
Right.
And so that needs to change. And so, you know, we obviously are going to spend a lot of time trying to cultivate these kids at grassroots. I mean, the other thing I'll tell you is this.
Mm-hmm.
I one of the things that I love about coming to work every day is working with our players. I mean, we have our players, your point earlier about not being able, we don't have them 12 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
but they are just good people and accomplished people. And we have guys that, you know, Brian Karsalunas is getting his law degree at Stanford. We have guys that work on the street. We have guys that work in digital ad shops. We have guys that are in, you know, commercial real estate. You know, we've got Ben Reeves, who's, you know, most likely going to go back to med school. And they are tremendous role models for so many of our kids right now. I mean, one other initiative for us is Harlem lacrosse, Metro lacrosse. I mean,
right.
I think that there's so much that our players can do in terms of, and they already are, and Dom Starge has been, you know, really key in this initiative. But it's really trying to cultivate these kids in the inner cities, and I think our players are tremendous ambassadors for the sport.
Right. Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. So, you know, on that same level, you got the All-Star game coming up. It returns to Boston this year on June 28th. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, about the day and what the league has planned?
Well, I mean, look, we have actually, interesting enough, for the first time or the day before, we're doing a rookie symposium. So we're having 30 guys come in on Wednesday, and we're basically going to do a whole, you know, afternoon and evening with them on leadership, on what it means to be an MLL player, on social responsibility, financial management, nutrition, managing social media, all that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's really important that we set the tone for these guys to realize they're now professional athletes. And there are a lot of benefits that come out of it, but at the same time, there are a lot of there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with it.
Right.
On the day after, we obviously have the All-Star game, which is, I think, is going to be one of the greatest nights across the one we'll ever see. I mean, the quality of the players that will be on that field that night will be off the charts. So if you're a lacrosse fan, it's a night you're not going to want to miss. And there'll be a fan zone there, so a lot of our partners will be part of the fan zone. But I'm hoping that Mother Nature will cooperate with us that night. And so, you know, it's on paper, it is proving to be a tremendous evening. Mayor Walsh from Boston, from the city of Boston, will be at the game. You know, we're excited to excited to host it.
Right. Yeah, I mean you can't get better lacrosse than the best players in the MLL playing against Team USA. Really, I mean, you can't get any better lacrosse than that. For the young players that are planning to attend or watch the game from home, what do you suggest they look for? What can they get? What can they learn from watching the MLL All-Star game?
Move the ball.
Right.
So I just like to say, I mean, one of the things that's great about, I think the transition from college to pro is palpable. I mean, it's you're playing a different game. And I think if you watch our game closely, you'll see that the ball rarely ends up on the ground. Right. But I always say, young players, never keep the ball on your stick. Get it, move it as fast as you can. And that's one of the things that our guys do really, really well, as you know. So, look, I mean, these are, they do a lot of things with their, with their sticks these days, that with technology and obviously with the infiltration of the box game, which I think is a very positive influence on our game, which is makes the game a lot more exciting for fans. But, All the fundamentals and all the basics are out there, and that's what they ought to be looking for.
Right. Yeah, that's the point that I totally agree about. It is everybody on that field is so fundamentally sound. They're playing lacrosse at such a high level, but because they worked on their fundamentals through and through, everybody does everything on the foundational level perfect. That's what young kids should be looking at and trying to understand, is that. I think your point is right on. They move the ball really well. You know, nobody's holding on to the ball too long. It really is just the next level of lacrosse. I don't want to keep you too long. You know, I know you got a lot of things planned, but there's one question that I've asked every guest who's come on the show. What are three things that everyone should do every day to get better at what they do? It doesn't have to just be lacrosse. What are three things that everyone should be doing every day?
The first thing is work hard. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a strong work ethic is going to get you everywhere. Secondly, read everything you can. Right. Know more about what you do than the next person. Third thing is communicate. Very, very important, and do it in the right manner.
Right.
And the last, I would say four things. And the other thing I would say, the last thing I would say is always say many thanks in any email you send.
Right.
So it's a good way to communicate with people and, let people know that you care. And I think, those would be four things that, people should think about every day.
I like it. That's awesome. Well, Commissioner Brown, thanks so much for taking the time to come on the show. MLL All-Star Game is June 28th. That's Thursday up in Boston. If you can't make it, you should watch it. But if you are local, you should definitely get to it. Listen, Commissioner Brown, thanks so much for taking the time. It was great talking to you. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Game Changer Lacrosse Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Uvoli. You can follow me on Twitter @Joe Uvoli. You can find more episodes of the Game Changer Lacrosse podcast on The Season at theseason.gc.com. If you like the podcast, please take a second to give it a positive review on iTunes. This helps more people find the podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GC Sports. And if you're a coach, a parent, or you run a travel or club team, check out Game Changer Team Manager in the App Store. It's an essential, all-in-one scheduling and communication app for lacrosse coaches and parents. Game Changer Team Manager is free, it's easy to use, and it doesn't serve ads. Learn more at gc.com/team manager. Until next time, keep working and keep getting better.